Hello, everyone. Welcome into another episode of Kentucky Daily, a daily podcast covering your University of Kentucky Wildcats. I'm Sean Smith, joined by Derek Terry. Derek, how are you?
Pretty busy, Sean. Found time to get this podcast done here. We've been telling our listeners that we were going to get that mailbag episode out, I think, since Monday. So it's Wednesday night, so I'm sure most people will either tune into this late or click on it on Thursday, but looks like we got a pretty loaded mailbag, and looking forward to answering some questions and talking some football.
Mailbag Monday, mailbag Friday, mailbag Wednesday. It's all the same, right? Like we've talked about it. The mail runs Monday through Saturday, so you never know what day you're getting the mailbag, but you're definitely getting one. And we promise we're going to do a basketball one too. We just had basketball media day today. It's that busy time of year, Derek, that we've been talking about on this podcast. So a lot of content coming your way. But you teased something on yesterday's episode about rankings and football rankings. And that came out today, right around the time I think we were doing everything at Basketball Media Day, or maybe right afterwards. And now our listeners, if they haven't been active on Twitter, maybe you can tell them what that tease was all about.
Yeah, like you said, I said it yesterday, this narrative that UK commitments don't get any respect after they commit to UK. That took a hit today. 24/7 updated its rankings. It's the first re-rank since the summer, I believe. Excuse me. The big one, which is, if you saw anything on it, the most common thing a fan was going to see is that Keontae Goodwin, Kentucky's offensive line commit, he's really from Louisville, but out of Charlestown, Indiana, went up from, I think he was like number four. I don't remember. I think it's 55th in 24/7's rankings, but he's up to number 13 now. So that gives him a 5-star ranking. And that jump put him as a 5-star composite, which is really, listeners, they can go by whatever they want, whichever rankings they like best. But the composite is really, for all intents and purposes, really the thing to pay attention to, just because it averages all the websites. And that's kind of what we all use when evaluating recruiting classes. So he's the first 5-star they've had in the composite, really in the 24/7 era. You have to go back to Micah Johnson, and that was before 24/7 even existed. I mean, I think he signed with Kentucky maybe 5 years or so before he was even in college. But there were a few others, Tyrese Fearbury, and I want to say I've probably been calling him Fearby on this podcast, because I didn't even realize until I was trying to add a tag on my story yesterday that he had an extra R in his name. So my apologies to Mr. Tyrese Fearbury.
Like Damian Collins. I mix that up all the time now too.
He's got that I in there. Yeah. Yeah. He's got two I's in his name. Fearbury, he went from like number 196 to 138. Excuse me. So he had a pretty big jump, but the guy who made the biggest leap, and I was actually just watching his midseason senior tape on Monday morning and thought it looked really good, Alex Afari, who committed back in the spring right around the time that Travion Longmire did. I think he was in there right around a week or two with Travion. He went from unranked in the 24/7, top 24/7, to I think like number 216. So he's up to a composite 4-star now. And if you guys go to my Twitter, which you can follow me at Derek S. Terry, I posted a class calculator snippet earlier. And Sean, like, they're at a spot they realistically could sign 1 5-star and Keontae Goodwin and 9 4-stars.
Yeah.
With that being Emil Wagner, these guys aren't committed yet. Emil Wagner, Barian Brown, Dane Key, who commits next Thursday, and then Deion Walker. Those are the four that I think you would say they either lead for, or at the very least, maybe just second. Dane, next Thursday, it's at Frederick Douglass High School. You know, you haven't seen Chris the Ball picks pour in for him to UK, but I think the thinking there is it's going to be Kentucky. Barian Brown was the one. You've been driving all night, so I don't know if you've even seen this yet, but in the time probably that you left Lexington to the time you got back home, I think every single website's main recruiting guys put in a pick for Barian Brown to UK.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah, sounds like it could happen anytime.
What is that? Just a note on that. What does that do for your program if you can get a guy like that from Alabama? You know, a guy that Alabama wants, Derek, in a position of need right here where Kentucky's now showcasing a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give away too much premium info today, just because it got posted a few hours ago. But this is an example where having a guy like Wandell Robinson has already really paid off for UK, because that's the model they're going after. And they're selling him on kind of being the guy next year. And we'll see if that actually happens. You know, it's that's asking a lot for a true freshman, but there's no doubt in my mind with the athlete that he is. I mean, he'll come in and play right away. But you had Emil Wagner as well, if you can get him. And Emil actually took a slight drop in terms of the national rankings. He went from, I think, 73rd to like 116, but his rating didn't change. He stayed as a 94. So he's one of the ones that, you know, he didn't really plummet at all, and his rating stayed the same. So it's just that's more likely a case of 24/7, just like in some other guys a little bit more in front of him. But Deion Walker is the same deal. A couple nights ago, you know, he's a kid that is interesting because he's from Michigan. You more or less thought that Kentucky was going to stop recruiting Michigan whenever Stephen Klingscale left. But Deion went to the same high school as DeAndre Square, and he came down and visited for the Florida game. And, you know, that was a great environment to have kids here. And some things have happened at Michigan with one of his close friends. I think one of his close buddies might have gotten dropped from their commitment list or something happened. And, you know, our Midwest 24/7 reporter dropped his confidence in the Michigan crystal ball from like a 6 to a 3 and noted that Kentucky was really coming on. So those are four guys right there. If they added them, yeah, it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 4-stars to go with the 5-star. That would be the kind of recruiting class that you're looking for to take the next step and to capitalize on what's been a good season. I'll have more thoughts on that. Let's let this play out a little bit more. But yeah, we wanted to drop those recruiting notes here before we dug into the mailbag.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, you're talking about all these guys, Derek, and you're seeing Kentucky's success on the recruiting trail or right now starting to pay off, and all the success that they're having this season. They're on national TV for 3 straight weeks, I believe, right? Was it no SEC Network was LSU, but they had national TV spot against South Carolina. They had one against Florida. They had one against Georgia. College game days there. They did all those things, and it's paying off for the program. You can showcase your program better in a positive light when you're doing those things. And I just think that that's going to pay off at those positions of need, which are the skill positions, the wide receivers. I stand there today talking to someone about Brown and about Dane Key. And if they can hit the portal and get some instant impact guys that already have that college experience, that is going to bode well for this team moving forward. They have a quarterback in Will Levis that me and you both believe has NFL tools, that if he ever really pieces it all together, yes, we think they're going to lose Wandell Robinson after this year. I think we both agree on that, given the season that he's having. You kind of got to take advantage of that, especially as small as he is too, Derek, that you don't want to come back and maybe risk an injury or something like that. So they're going to lose some guys, but what they've done is Wandell has kind of laid the foundation for future success for this program and future people to come in and say, look, if Wandell can go from a Nebraska school to a Kentucky and do that and emerge into an NFL draft pick at a position where Kentucky hasn't been good at producing those, that bodes well for your program and not only recruiting, but this transfer portal era that we've moved into now.
I totally agree. I mean, what they needed was, and really you got to give credit to Wandell last year for kind of taking that leap of faith, because now, at least for the guys that they're recruiting at this point, you have the concept to show and you have the stats from a guy like Wandell who, I don't know if he's still leading the SEC in receiving yards or not, maybe not after that,
I think
he had a lot of catches,
but I think he's down third.
Well, he's going to stay, you know, near the top just because he gets so many receptions. So you have at least something you can sell an elite recruit on in this offense. And, you know, I think that's going to be big in the transfer portal as well, showing, you know, the high school recruiting is a little different. You know, the narrative with Berrien Brown is, you know, he's kind of being sold on being the dude coming in here, where I think with the college transfer, just from hearing transfers talk over the years, like it's a much more – the things that they seem to look for out of high school changes once they actually get into a college program for a couple of years and then decide to leave. I mean, most of the time you're really going to see kids who want to go to the right fit and somewhere that's going to be able to showcase them. I don't think they're as impressed as much by the bells and whistles as what a high school kid is. But any kind of wide receiver recruiting they want to do in the portal, you know, you're probably going to be losing your top three receivers this year. So you can sell the playing time, but you can also sell, you know, what they want the offense to be. And I sense probably some frustration on Liam Cohen's end that, you know, they don't have a whole lot to work with that receiver outside of Wandell, especially with Ali, who's been out. And I mean, I think Josh is a – I think everyone who's listening to this podcast going way back to our start. I mean, I mentioned wide receiver play last year as a concern. Like, I think Josh Ali is a fine player. But to be truthful, moving forward, you want to recruit better players than that. You know, you want more guys like Wandell. And this offseason, I think, is definitely going to be the start of that. I mean, if they are to get Berrien Brown in the next few days and they are to get Danke next week, that's two top 250 guys at wide receiver to go with DeKell last year, to go with Chris Lewis. You know, DeKell might have been an instant guy this year. And Chauncey Magwood, who's already burned his red shirt. So, I mean, Chris Lewis was going to need some time. But, you know, that's kind of a rehaul of your high school recruiting with – I would say up to potentially three wide receiver transfers.
And if you remember too, at these positions and things, Derek, when this whole four game redshirt rule came into play and everything, when we were talking about all that, you were to a point where you're like, all right, you don't want to burn guys' red shirts unless you absolutely have to. And, you know, Chauncey Magwood's a guy that he's not done much this year, but he's played a ton of snaps. He's played in every game, had to burn that year. You want to get your program to the point to where you don't have to burn those guys, that you want to have that depth, that quality depth at that position that Kentucky's had across the board at other positions.
Hey, I'm bound to be right at some point. I keep saying that Chauncey Magwood's going to make a big play. I bet. Well, he's already burned his red shirt, so there's no, you know, they're not going to be holding him back at all. Good things are going to happen for Chauncey Magwood down the stretch. And I think today might be his birthday, or maybe it was yesterday. I saw Wandell Robinson on Instagram wishing him a happy birthday. So, Sean, we promised the mailbag. You think we should get to it?
So what we decided to do is, since we talked so long in this one about recruiting, we're just running this as a bonus episode, but stay tuned. If you listen to this one, you will have the mailbag episode immediately available following it. So just make sure you find that one. If you got this one first, the mailbag episode is already up for you to listen to. So be sure to listen to both of these. He's Derek Terry. I'm Sean Smith. We'll catch you next time on Kentucky Daily.